This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio at the top of the hour, the third hour. A stellar show so far. Lots of information. Hope you're writing lots of stuff down. Now we're jumping to the last hour of the show, and we're going to be joined by one of the other regular guests of the show, Edward Twitchell Hall III. And the station is getting him with us right now. I think he's with us. Is Ted, are you with us? Okay, he's not with us yet. Well, to give you a little background, he was with us, and his cell phone drops a lot, so if this next interview is a little shaky, it's because of cell reception. Ted has that issue sometimes, unfortunately. But anyways, a little background. He was one of the better and biggest voices of the Occupy Wall Street movement that kicked off last year. He has moved into some amazing projects of sustainability and helping Native Americans all over the country. His website is a globalpublicservant.net, and there's lots of information and lots of different projects and things on there. And, of course, information how to get involved yourself. The Occupy movement was a really great movement, unfortunately, because of police brutality and other things like that. It was shut down and was not able to exist any longer because of police crackdown and other violations of the law that happened with the Occupy. But what it did turn into was other movements and other avenues that went to sustainability projects and raising awareness about Native American projects and homeless projects and doing things to help really grassroots get people together, inform people, and mobilize and sustain yourselves. So what I said to Ted and many others when we first started talking about the Occupy Wall Street phenomenon that was happening, because it hit over 1,500 cities in over 90 countries around the world at one point at the peak of Occupy movement. And the most important thing was not just unifying and bringing people together, but was to take a stand, and we did that, and it was awesome. And what it turned into is now, like I was saying, these sustainable projects all over the world, and at its peak, it was really amazing to see, you know, something happen like that. And now to be involved with all these other splinter projects that happened to it, it's that grassroots that's coming together again. And I think that he's with us. Ted, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Excellent, excellent. So I don't know how much you heard, but I was going into the Occupy Wall Street movement and how it started and what it moved into, which is some amazing projects to help Native Americans and sustainable projects and lots and lots of exciting things. And I know it's been a minute since you've been on the show. So first, how have you been, brother? How are you?
I'm doing very good. I got back from the two-row wampum belt, just an honoring of the oldest tree in our whole region about a week ago.
And that beautiful. Made some,
yeah, it was incredible. And I met all of these young kids who are from the Haudenosaunee, or as we know as the Iroquois Confederacy, the Six Nations, so like the Seneca, the Onondaga, and the Mohawk, and others. And we came down to New York, and it was I mean, it's a bit, I miss it a lot. We were, I spent 13 days in a canoe with all these other First Nations peoples, and there was like 200 of us total, and wow. Started something pretty important just to protect our waters and everything like that, and to go back to some of these treaties that can really save our butts as some serious stuff like the Trans-Pacific Partnership comes at us. Yeah.
And Ted, you know, give the people a little bit of background on all that stuff, because not all the listeners know or are familiar what these treaties are. And you talk about the oldest treaty, and when we talk about treaties, we're talking about like when the white men came here and said, yeah, we own this land, and these documents say we own this land, and we'll sell you this land for, you know, all your women and whatever and gold, and basically, if not shot and killed them, you know, poisoned them with smallpox and blankets with, you know, and other things like that, and basically straight up stole the land. So these treaties that you're talking about, give a background on this 400-year treaty. Why is it important, and what does it mean?
Oh, it's an honor to share a bit about it. It's 400 years old this year, and some of the history a lot of people don't know, but at a time when the Dutch and other settlers were coming in, it was really clear after kind of practically starving to death and really not being able to take care of themselves, the generosity of the First Nations was extended longer than the First Nations had anticipated. The Dutch said, we just want a little bit of land for a few seeds. And then that led to Wall Street. Literally, Wall Street is 360 years old this year on March 13th. Yeah, March 13th, 2013 was the 360th anniversary of the first municipal debt, which was for this wall and the first line in any territory, quote unquote, here, because it was an armory and the first police state. And all of that happened because a lot of this other stuff went south. And this earlier treaty, the Two Row Treaty, is the oldest known treaty between the European settlers and the indigenous. And it essentially states that it has these two beautiful purple rows of wampum, which was one a healing implement, actually, but also very valuable for the indigenous. They would use them to communicate with each other, to share as gifts, and to make treaties. Or we kind of call them treaties, but they're just like these are. These are documents of friendship. And so there's these two purple rows of wampum that symbolize the vessels of the indigenous peoples and the non-indigenous peoples in with three white rows near them. So one right one row in between and two other white rows on the sides being the river of life. So the indigenous stated that we are destined by the creator to go down the river of life together, unified by peace, friendship, and respect, but that we would not intercede each other's vessels. We would live in parallel in peace and harmony and respect. And so that treaty has been upheld by the indigenous, but it has not been, it's been violated deeply for 400 years. And there's more treaties beyond that, but this is like the mother grandfather of all treaties. And it's very clear that the Onondaga inspired the Constitutional Congress, inspired the founding fathers to band together and to form constitutional democracy. So the indigenous peoples, beyond with the generosity of giving their patience, compassion, time, food. We wouldn't do anything without corn, tomatoes, quinoa, potatoes, coffee, chocolate, to name a few, as well as this, the entire American continents, which were completely and utterly colonized. But they also gave us this
and massacre. There's been up and I've read some articles up to 100 million Native Americans were killed. You know, that's like the biggest genocide ever. And obviously we gotta take a quick commercial break, Ted. So when we get back, we'll talk about some new projects. So hang on right there. Here's some more DJ Sound Sex. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're jojoined by Edward Twitchell Hall III, better known as Ted. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the different Native American treaties, and Ted was involved with one of the most important, if not the most important treaty of them all, the 400-year anniversary of a very important treaty. And not just that treaty, but so many, if not all of them, have been violated, which is divided, a huge divide between the Native Americans and Americans today. And, you know, it builds that fear and that hatred, and it's sad to see that, because the way people were treated and acted. And what we stand for now, Ted, is to live in a way of unity and sustainable lifestyles, to not go back to anything like that, because we still see so much violence and division and fear today. So there's many different projects we could talk about, and I want to jump into something else. Another website that we were talking about earlier, in regards to the financial system, we have moneywars.org. Give us a download. What is moneywars.org and this new website and project you're involved with?
Yeah, for sure. It's moneywars with a Z at the end, and it's a remix, essentially, a sort of a media remix of Star Wars to help people learn about in a more fun way what's really coming down the pike, and how all of these issues are connected, and then how the solutions are also so abundant. So we got the Didactic Empire on one side as Emperor Pipeline and Darth Banker and the Money Troopers and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Death Star and Jabba the GMO, and it's what we're trying to make is something that can, so people can kind of get it without having to really learn too much more besides having seen, you know, Star Wars or just know it. And Luke Whistleblower and Princess Laid Off. And so we're doing this actually a pretty large event in Times Square on the 2-year anniversary of Occupy. We're aiming to have a minimum of 50 people doing this, like, a really tightly regimented political theater piece on this 2-year anniversary, or up to 200 people. We have a small crowdfunder campaign on, like, Kickstarter for that, which is easy to find. You just look up Money Wars with a Z, you can find it. And what we're really focused on is this Trans-Pacific Partnership, its implications, and how people can actually prepare themselves to, or at least make themselves more, self-determined, and provide the solutions that make it so we don't need these ridiculous corporate takeovers, or that we're strong enough to stop them. And that's what we're focused on with the, quote, Open Alliance, which is like the Rebel Alliance. But this is a bit of like a meme experiment. So what we want, it's all open source, Creative Commons licensing, and need as many people to spread the word on it as we can, because we know that in the arts there's actually still this huge realm of protected rights, and this Trans-Pacific Partnership really threatens everything that this radio station, this station, and all of us who are listening to it hold dear to us in the short run, which is the security of our foods and whether or not they're genetically modified, our communication systems, like what you and I are speaking on right now. The Trans-Pacific Partnership makes SOPA look like child's play. Also will...
Is that the TPP?
You got it, yeah.
Yes.
So
let's jump into that. I picked on the financial thing because it's a big one, but this is utmost important because this is happening right now. One of your latest posts off your website. Give us a download on what TPP is for all the listeners out there, because I fully don't understand it myself, a little bit, but... Give us a download. What is it and what's going on, Ted? What's the latest?
Yeah, for sure. It is. It's basically the largest corporate takeover in human history. So if you think about NAFTA times a million raised to Citizens United with NDAA powers, where 600 corporations have had exclusive backroom negotiating access to a document that essentially makes the United States subservient to corporations that are participating in this whole trade deal. So there's 12 countries involved. The United States is one of them. Canada, Mexico, Chile, Peru. Then we have Australia and New Zealand and Japan and a few others.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, some of this document was leaked last year. It was covered on Democracy Now! Once. You can find that if you look up TPP. Also, if you look up just TPP and three things with a number three on YouTube, you can find this good videos on that. And I'll actually post some right now on my blog, which is just aglobalpublicservant.net, aglobalpublicservant. Just to, cause I have a lot of that, like, in synopsized. But, the biggest issues that it really hits is mostly the internet. I mean, really, it does make SOPA look like child's play. These corporations will control all the content on the internet as we know it, if this goes through. Our medicines will be jacked up. Our GMOs could be spread to every single corner of the planet. And in October, the White House is pushing for a speedy resolution, i.e. they're asking Congress to let go of their constitutionally bestowed powers and authority, and to give the president like a total dominion over this.
What does that mean? They control all content over the internet. What does that mean?
It means that all of our internet service providers will have to become police on any content that, like, they'll have to check it, and if it's on any list, i.e., if it
like shows like this, Alex Jones, stuff like that, gets shut down.
Well, they'll find some paperwork to do that. If Alex Jones uses like a single sound bite that sounds at all anything like another soundtrack to anything. I mean, like, literally, even just like taking a video of Times Square, you'd probably have that shut. You'd have that get shut down. And you know, it would make the fact that our internet service providers would become the police of the content as opposed to the hosts is like, it completely destroys the internet. Like, it actually makes it dysfunctional. These people don't really know how this works, but they're just creating excuses to be able to survey everybody in a deeper manner and also have the ability to act upon that on another layer of the court system. But what TPP really also does, again, is it puts the United States on equal footing with corporations. So it makes corporations as big or bigger than the United States. So that if the United States does something that undermines the profits of any of these private companies can sue the United States and its peoples and force us to pay reparations through our taxes. So this is the largest corporate coup, or any coup of any kind, wow, in human history. And it's being forced down our throats in October, but nobody knows about it, and that's the only thing that really gives it any power. So
that's why it's so important to talk about it. I hear some music coming in, so
sure.
We got to cut to a break. But Ted, as always, thank you for the updates and the download on that. I was not that aware of everything that was going on. But hang on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we have some other things to talk about. I want to jump in also to your other project that you're doing up in New York and the sustainable aspects. So hang on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Here's some more DJ Sound Sex. We'll be right back.
I'm on the messenger, you know. I come and I bring you. I tell you what's going on. I went to a club. I tell you the club is popping.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
All right, welcome back to the show. And thank you again, Ted, for the download on the TPP, very important, people. Pay attention to that. This is the stuff that we gotta try to stop. Do what you can. Spread the message. You know, this is very, very important. What's happened is a corporate takeover of America. We talked about this earlier with some other guests, Ted. Corporate takeover of the banks, the Federal Reserve, all this corporate, it's all corporate takeover of the entire world right now. And it's like people need to wake up and know and take the power back. Power's in the people. They're scared of us. That's why they got underground bunkers and stuff. They know. They know once people know it, the gig is up, you know, and that's what's happening. There's been bankers resigning, thousands of them over the last year around the world. It's crumbling. Cyprus, done. Restart, boom. You know, other countries, Switzerland, or which one was it? Or Sweden, they kicked out the bankers. Iceland, there you go. Restarted, boom. You know, thank you. It's happening. It's happening. And people are resetting, and it's going to be sooner than later that's going to be here, so people got to be prepared for it. And getting prepared for it is jumping into the sustainable aspect. Ted, give us an update on what you've been doing up in New York and the projects you got going on up there. Awesome stuff.
Totally. Well, right now I'm just at one of the farms that I help out with called Growing Heart Farm. And boy, oh my gosh, where to begin? At this moment, I mean, it's been interesting to see how the one of the other good farms that we're at that's north of New York City is meeting a very interesting tipping point with the town. Like the township that we're in, which is in Amenia, Wasaic, is seeing the progress that we're doing, and it's this unbelievable opportunity to engage people in every single corner of the country. While working on these farming networks, it's just not the typical crew or group of people you'd expect to be active. But when you start to put your hands in the dirt and in the ground, then the town starts to notice, and then people are starting to come, and they're actually seeing this effort as an asset to the township, which is budding as a growing food network. My partner Anna Paru is actually hosting something called The Colony at MoMA PS1 in New York City, and we're going to be moving the materials there to another urban farm and to one of the rural farms to solidify more of this regional network. You can look that up at MoMA, MOMA, and then PS1. If you look up
Colony. What was that place? The Colony?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. It's like, awesome. Yeah, it's been surreal, and we've learned a huge amount about like what's going on in the art world, because this is where the arts kind of really do come in and provide a lot more space. But I just messaged you it. So this could be shared through the community.
Awesome.
It's very good. The curators of this were really forward thinking, but so we've had this living eco village inside of Manhattan, or inside of Queens, I'm sorry, on display in a museum. So I've been living there on and off, and my partner Anna has been there the whole time with other filmmakers and musicians and architects that come in and basically live like a legal occupation, all with like recycled materials and stuff as the building material. So awesome. We're moving all of that. Yeah. It's incredible. And so what it's turning into is like, well, when we move this, we're going to find there's two or three really good farms that we know in New York City that we can bring some of these assets to.
I'm on the site now. This is awesome.
It is. It's so cool. And it's super neat. And how this connects again to like the indigenous treaties is just all right in there with the TPP crud. Like when we build these systems, these new economies, these complementary economies, it adds for this self-determination. It strengthens our country's backbone and our humanity's backbone, and makes it a lot easier to face these TPP like morons. Unfortunately, I mean, I shouldn't use those words, but like really, like the world does not need more, monoculture. It doesn't need any more, monopolizing. And actually, these are the solutions. It's localized, decentralized community building, and people starting to actually participate in evolution. It's like we all have to have that right. So through this whole network, we're seeing it starting to grow more and more, and the need for it is incredible. But with this, what we're trying to do is connect a couple of schools that are universities and high schools with awesome. The forward thinking, arts, like, museums, to create spaces like this where the creme de la creme of every city is really like showing off what their aquaponics structures and their water catchment systems and their composting systems are, and how they're insulating and all this stuff. It's like basically open sourcing the urban hub so that people can get back in balance with whatever their bioregion is. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm like getting a little awesome. In tune with the bioregion right now. I need to do it every once in a while or else I get a little harebrained.
Awesome. I'm going to have one of my friends call you, Xavier. He was on earlier, and he's got a 11-acre Colony Earth he's doing here called Colony Earth in Asheville, and I think you guys got some synergy, so I'm going to shoot him over your number. He was a guest earlier, and he's doing some awesome stuff, and he's part of what we're doing, and it's cool. And so going into some other ways, Ted, to get involved in New York, what can people do to get involved, to support what you're doing, support the projects, or how can people start their own projects in their city? Is there a way to do that? Do you guys have a roadmap to show people how you guys did it in New York?
Yeah, well, right now we have a small presentation I can share with people. The best way is probably through my Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter is just Tedward Hall, like Edward Hall with a T at the beginning. And I guess you could go onto your website, onto the radio show website, and find some of my info there and my blog. Right now we're having again more server issues. But
always getting hacked.
Yeah, it's like perennial. I swear, it's like 2 years straight.
Unbelievable. Since you've been on the show.
Yeah, it's literally. So it's like reclaimtheearth.net has been where we've been sharing this, and then it just keeps getting shut down. But if you get just in contact with me, I can send people these schematics, like the local Bill of Rights is an incredible tool. It's like an open source city ordinance that we're working with other people that are in Pennsylvania and in London. And then just connect with me personally. And in New York, we're going to be showing what's going on with this colony thing. We did like one or two videos right now. And it's something that anybody in any city could do is really like, but with trusted communication, it's really strong so that people in other cities can participate. And in December, we're going to converge like digitally and physically in New York City with people who are playing with all of these models and to decide how we're going to communicate for another year. And that's with the Global Summit, which like a friend between both of us too, that you introduced me to, that's been moving forward. So just contact me personally, awesome. Tedward Hall on Twitter or, Facebook is like, it's just X Edward Twitchell Hall III. And you can find me there too. And, I answer any questions. I'm always available for answering questions and just giving people
this Colony Earth is also a model that other people could take to other cities, correct?
Yeah, that's like what we're trying. When it comes to the move, we want to make it a little less exclusive because right now it's just it's in this beautiful like liminal space where it's like, oh, is this an art piece or is this like some political like
even better
organizing space? You know, yeah. And so it's a lot more attractive for people. They're kind of seeing like, wow, this is actually like the new like thing. And so we're bringing in, it's like academia, the arts, and activists, and bringing those three realms together and focusing in one space. It's like, well, let's get all of the best stuff in every city, at least in one empty lot. And that's kind of the model right now.
Awesome. Ted, hold on right there. We'll pick up where we left off. We've got to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the other projects you got going on, how people can get involved in that, talking about the other Native American projects you got going on. So hang on right there. Here's some more DJ Sound Sex, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're in the last segment here. We're joined with Edward Twitchell Hall III, better known as Ted. And Ted, we've talked about a lot of things tonight. We talked about the 400-year anniversary one of the probably the most important treaties, like you said, if not the most important treaty, and not just that, but it was a 400-year anniversary, and so many other amazing projects in New York going on and other things, but I want to refocus again back onto the Native Americans and some other projects you're doing with them, because it wasn't just the project on the 400-year anniversary, but you also are involved in several other projects as well. And the two-row Wampa Belt is the one I was talking about, the 400-year, but the other projects you're involved with as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There was one that was some time ago that they that this group was in New York City, but it's the Lakota people came with their grandmothers actually to New York with something called the Lakota Grandmothers Solidarity Project. And there's this very, very in-depth documentary called Red Cry, very easy to find on YouTube. It's they got the full-length one there, and it goes into how, like, literally the ongoing genocide of the U.S. government on the United, on the First Nations, on the people who were here before our country, and who, there's a, we're really looking at the beginning of another, I mean, a much deeper civil rights campaign, because people in America are still, it's kind of horrifying, like completely blind to the fact that there was a genocide and still is a genocide going on against indigenous peoples.
There's still reservations here that don't have power run to them.
Yeah, yeah, that don't have power that, I mean, these corporations do experiments even on, in terms of the food systems there on people. A lot of the genetically modified organism work is being done on First Nations peoples. The infant mortality rate is enormous. Like more than twice to four times the amount of teen suicide. It's, these people have been, so grievously, subjected to so much injustice for so long that it's intense when you start to see that George Washington said, and the only address to Congress, it's not a State of the Union, he said that the United States, integrity stands upon our adherence to our treaties with the indigenous peoples. We would not have a country without the First Nations, without specific allies of the indigenous peoples. And this is, we've had tribe, like nation after nation, uprooted peoples who have been here forever, who have like every word that they speak about has a connection to this continent in a way that, like, every single plant has a name that describes its medicinal purposes, and why it is working the way it is. And I can say I would not have gotten involved in activism had I not been touched by some of the Inuit people and one of their woman speakers talking about how, well, we've been watching our environment for, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of years, and because of global warming, our major connection to, like, life is through the caribou, and the caribou are all drowning when they're trying to cross where the river's normally frozen. And they said, when we knew this, our elders said that we need to tell the whole world that, like, that there's serious, like, shifting going on, and people will die if we don't change our ways. And so many issues, so many problems that we see as symptoms have a deep root in how we're treating
each other. And people play
a
big part in the shift in that, because people's consciousness could actually shift the consciousness in the way of the planet. That's how powerful we are.
Yeah, it is. It's a hard
concept to understand, but you have to, like, do your own due diligence and check into it and just be open to it and research it for yourself.
Totally. And with most of these First Nations groups, like the Lakota and the Haudenosaunee, the youth have been so incredible to know and such an honor to know. And I shared with some of these youth the materials of a education system that's been developed by indigenous peoples all over the planet. And there's 114 of these conferences, and a big, big, big part of all of this, like, in terms of these new food systems, new economic systems, that's very good to get into our hearts, is that we direct all of that into the youth, into people from the age of 15 to 30, and empower those youth to teach the young kids, like the 11 to 15, the 6 to 11-year-olds. And that's actually, there's 114 conferences almost half of which are already done, that are all focused actually on this process of empowering and animating the youth and giving them the tools they need so that they don't get swayed by media.
That's right. So,
yeah, and that they have the will and the drive and the love to benefit the world.
And we were talking about that earlier, Ted. The greatest thing we do is just trying to empower people, man. We're just like knocking on their door and being like, dude, what you project, what your intent is, what you say produces your reality. So let's smarten up and let's collectively put out that positive reality we all want, because we all want it, you know, and without the greed and the money and everything.
Yeah, and it also, it's so fast with the kids, and this is this brilliant insight that's come from all of these indigenous teachings that all over the world, as well as like from every strong group that's trying to create a divine civilization, that through this whole education system, it's like, it's incredible. And these 114 convergence points are all recognizing that, you know, when you spend a little bit of time with like a 11-year-old, that goes like 10,000 times faster and deeper. And a lot of us who are well aware, you know, cut on the cusp from youth into adulthood or adults, can be a part of that and focus our energy on saying, well, all right, who's cool? Who's our age? Mm. Let's work together to teach kids. Cause it's almost like at a certain point, it's like the bell has rung long enough for people our age and
yes.
to get it. And then, but these kids, they get it so much better.
The kids are coming in getting it these days.
Teach us.
Exactly. They are the teachers. And, yeah. And I know I got a 2.5-year-old in the room next door, and he's got a splinter in his big toe. And he's gonna wake up crying tomorrow, and that's how I'm gonna wake up at 6:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all good, and it's all, you know, a learning process and experience, and it's awesome. And tell us about some upcoming things, Ted. We got about 2 minutes left. Upcoming projects, upcoming events. How can people get involved? Where are the websites?
Just go to aglobalpublicservant.net. I'd say the most important thing, if you know anybody in any of these cities, these 114 cities, this is probably one of the most important events anybody could participate in. There's like thousands of youth. It comes from these specific writings that are from the Middle East that are unbelievable, incredible, beautiful, about human unity, about our destiny, in creating justice throughout the universe, a relationship to the planet, but it's also come from indigenous peoples in every continent. And it's for, I don't know, it's just amazing. So there is a few cities left in the U.S. There's one in DC's going on right now. Houston will be in like a week, and LA is in September. And there's a ton all over. There's like about 80 left. So, just look up aglobalpublicservant.net, and I have like two links there, and just look out for us on September 17th, our 2-year anniversary, and moneywars.org, and look up Money Wars with a Z on Kickstarter too. You can take a look at what we've been playing around with, minus some of the glitches in terms of technology stuff that we're always dealing with.
Well, like we're always fighting the
times.
Yeah, we're always fighting the darker forces, as they say. But with the light always shines. And Ted, right. As always, thank you for coming on the show and doing all the hard work you're doing, brother. Thank you as always, and keep us updated, keep the posts coming, and keep everyone you know, as positive as you can, because positivity will win. And as always, thank you again, brother.
And we got life on our side, bro.
There you go. All right, here's some more DJ Sound Sex. It was another amazing show. Thank you to all the listeners out there. We'll be with you all, see you all, and send you all the love next week. Enjoy.